Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We will get back to your Michigan calls coming up here on Carson Anderson on 97.1. But every Thursday we do the NFL Blitzing. Starts with a coin flip, heads or tails, Gator?
Tails.
He calls tails. It is a tail.
I will defer.
Okay. All right, question number one, Doug. The big news around the NFL is Phillip Rivers. That's right. The old man, 44 years old, Phillip Rivers, has signed to the practice squad with the Colts. The question is, will Phillip Rivers actually play for the Colts this year? And if so, can he actually take him to the playoffs?
God, I hope he takes him to the playoffs. I think it'd be a great story. It's over in the AFC. It would be interesting theater. Yes, he will play this year, but no, I don't think he will take him to the playoffs. Their schedule's brutal the rest of the way. They're on the outside looking in. Phillip Rivers wouldn't come back, and they wouldn't sign him if they didn't think there was a path to him playing. But I think it's a long shot that they make the playoffs.
Over Riley Leonard or Brett Rippon, will he play?
Yes,
he will. You know, his last season in the NFL, which was 2020, by the way, his quarterback rating was 97.8. He threw for over 4,000 yards that year, had 24 touchdown passes. He was still good, but he won't lead them to the playoffs. I think the Indianapolis Colts are sunk, and by the time he gets in there, it's just going to be too late. They've already got a three-game losing streak here. They just don't have the horses to continue going through this, and Phil Rivers was great, but he's too old now to be great.
This is desperation. And I know he's got, you know, relationships with the head coach, and that's why they feel comfortable giving him a call. But Riley Leonard was actually a full participant in practice this week, and Phillip Rivers still might start. So that's how they feel about Riley Leonard. Yes, Phillip Rivers will play this year. No, he will not lead him to the playoffs. Just like the first three quarterbacks the Colts have used this year, he's going to go in there and get hurt as well. I'm actually worried for his health. It's not even a joke. 5 years out of the league, 44 years old. I hope he can take a hit, man. I hope he can get up. That's the first thing I'm going to look for is when he gets hit, if he just gets up right away, because that's what I'm really concerned about. Because I think he could still throw the ball. I think mentally, yeah. Obviously, they brought him in because he knows how to run a team, and they need someone to know how to run this team. But Father Time is undefeated. And by the way, he's a freaking grandfather, not a father. This is a crazy story, but I'm rooting for him. All right, it seems like more and more retired players are coming back to the NFL a la Phillip Rivers. Why do you think that is?
I mean, money's too good to pass up, frankly, is what it is. I mean, put it this way. When guys retire, unless you're Phil Rivers, you're probably in your 30s retiring from the NFL. Some guys retiring in their 20s in the NFL. So you find yourself in your 30s, you're sitting around, you're like, well, now what? Now what am I supposed to do? My whole life I've been preparing, you know, to perform on Sundays, and now I'm just sitting around at home, and you're watching the game, and you're realizing, at least in your head, because your ego is telling you this, you can still get it done, kid. You can do this. I think it's a combination of the money being too good, ego stepping in the way, and just guys not knowing what their next career move is going to be while they're in the 30s.
Sports brutal. And in the last few years, there used to be two bye weeks in an NFL season, which gave players more time to recover. We have added a 17th game. We've eliminated the second bye week. We've increased the short turnarounds, the Sunday to Thursday games and Sunday to Friday games. There's more of those. There are Saturday games late in the season now. So the pool of players has to expand, and it's expanding to the players that just left the game, not the players who are trying to break into the game. It's expanding both directions, but it's only natural that as we add more weight to the players' workload, that there's going to be more attrition and hence more need for more players. These retired guys are not having to go through training camp and then just get to show up and play.
Yeah, I answered this question from the perspective of the team as well, Doug. I thought, why are they calling these guys back? Like, these guys are old and retired and out of football, probably out of shape. And I think it's just because they trust and value the experience more than most people, than the regular fan or media does. I think there's a lot of young players that don't develop fast enough, so that means they can't learn the playbook. I think these older guys, they know the playbook. They don't miss their assignments, which a lot of younger players do nowadays. And the coaches really value that experience and trust. So I think that's why you got Brandon Graham coming back. Frank Ragnow got, you know, maybe I don't know who called who, but he was going to come back.
Come back next year?
Yeah. So I think they just value that experience. They hate missed assignments. And that's what young players do all the time because they just don't have the experience in the league yet. All right. The NFL is reportedly going to shorten the length between picks in the first round from 10 minutes, 8 minutes for the 2026 NFL Draft. Your thoughts?
Well, I always go, all right, what is the money telling me? What is the money? What is it? Follow the money, right? It tells me the TV ratings drop as the draft goes on.
Yep.
And that they've decided that the television show is too long. And so they're trying to maintain higher ratings, charge more for their ad revenue. That's what it tells me.
Yeah, because what time does the draft start? Is it 7:15 typically it starts? For the first round at night, I mean, you're going to cut off a half an hour's worth of time based off of this. 2 minutes and 32 picks, or you get your well, maybe it's
don't actually, worry, we're not going to hold you.
It's
to
an hour,
part,
so you're going to cut off an hour, even better than it. Math, stay in school, kids.
Uh-huh.
It's a great idea. Move it along, and for us as fans watching it, we want it to be fast. We're tired of seeing, you know, the pick is in, and you're like, okay, let's make the pick already, and it's like 3 minutes later, and then you finally hear it. I think it makes all the sense in the world.
Yeah, so you guys know how I feel about this. The NFL always does everything with money on their mind first. And yeah, this probably does help their profits and their pocketbooks first and foremost, Doug. But as a fan, my first thought was, yes, this is awesome. We're going to move along with the draft. We get to see the picks. We get to see all the action a lot faster now. It's going to be it's going to end well before midnight on a weekday, which we want, right? But then I thought, I really hope this doesn't hurt the draft day trades because I want some time to make those trades. That's another exciting part of this is when we have a trade and you see who got traded, what kind of deal and what kind of package. Now you're eliminating 2 minutes of that possible trade talk. But then I thought maybe we get more panic picks like in fantasy football. Like, oh my God, we don't know what to do. Clock's running down. Did I just draft TJ Houshmandzadeh? Yes, I did. Why? So this could be entertaining overall. I think it's a good thing for the fans, but I do hope we still get all the trades. All right, Mike Tomlin, he has 2 more years left on his contract. But the Steelers must decide whether to pick up his option by March 1st. What should the Steelers do?
Pick it up. Don't be stupid. This guy has, what, no losing seasons in his career? Or is it one losing season in his career? He's been phenomenal for you. Reward this guy. Pick up the contract. Go with him. Now, here's what you might have to do if you're the Pittsburgh Steelers. You might have to bite the bullet and actually accept that you're not going to have a winning season every year. Take your lumps for a year or two and rebuild this thing with the right players instead of trying to, you know, bank the hopes on a 40-year-old quarterback who is coming off an Achilles injury.
A 40-year-old quarterback who's only, I believe, 11 years younger than the head coach. I think Pittsburgh should let him go so he can become a candidate for the job in Ann Arbor.
Mike Tomlin is a great coach. He's won a Super Bowl. And somehow he keeps making the playoffs with a new roster and whoever is starting at quarterback. If they don't appreciate him, then they should actually move on and get some new blood, because you got to be all in on your head coach. But because even the Pats moved on from the hoodie and he won 6 rings. Personally, I would keep Mike Tomlin, but the Steelers, they might be on the verge. I mean, sometimes it's too much smoke and, you know, the fire.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's going to happen. All right, the Chiefs are 6-7 in the This is why the 6-7 is officially going to die when the adults get involved. They're in serious danger of missing the playoffs. Is the reign on the AFC officially over?
What was the question?
I know 6-7 is officially over after adults start doing it.
No, as long as Patrick Mahomes is there, I don't think it's over. Patrick, it's a bad year. They have some things that they need to clean up, but I think if Patrick Mahomes is there, they're going to be a player for some time. I don't think it's officially over.
I didn't realize I was doing the show with Chris Collinsworth. This is great. No, I think they're donezo. I think this is just how things go. There's so many good players in the AFC. Teams are emerging as real threats there. And, you know, Kansas City, I think Patrick Mahomes is a fantastic quarterback, but they really have to rebuild that team, and it's not going to be easy. And, Doug, you hang another year on a guy. He keeps getting injured, keeps more and more injuries keep taking its toll. And, you know, these cute off-platform throws he used to make all the time and complete them for great plays are turning into interceptions and knockdown passes. Teams have gotten wise to him. He's still great, and I think if he wants to win another Super Bowl, he may have to be on another team.
The reign is officially over. Now, as long as they have Mahomes, they'll always be in the mix, and I wouldn't rule out another Super Bowl even, but the NFL and the AFC is way too competitive now. All these young quarterbacks, especially in the AFC, Drake May, Josh Allen, someone else, it's just too much competition. So their reign over the AFC is officially over, but that just shows how extraordinary their reign was. I think They'll always kind of be in the mix, but the days of them just penciling them in for the AFC, no longer. Our last one, NFL officiating complaints are happening more than ever, it seems like. Do you think it's gotten worse, better, or stayed the same over the last 10 years?
I honestly think it's been the same. However, they have the technology to make it better, and they haven't done so. So it's actually worse. I mean, you could clean up face mask calls, hands to the face, roughing calls, delay of game calls, tech to ensure that a field goal or extra point is good. There are easy fixes that are there to make it better and make the officiating better. Go for it.
I think it's actually gotten better. It's just scrutiny and the way the game is covered has changed. Now the TV cameras are set up in such a way to be able to see down the goal line and down the sideline, and they do a better job of covering the game, and the officials and the calls, there's more scrutiny of it. Over the years, my guess is the officials have gotten better and better. We just see their warts, and they come under far more scrutiny given the new rules and the way things can be reviewed all the time.
I think replay has helped erase a lot of their mistakes, but I think the refs themselves have actually stayed the same or gotten a little worse. I know it's a tough job, but some of these obvious misses, they seem to happen a lot more now. So overall, I think it's the same or, like I said, slightly worse. Unfortunately, we can see all the warts now because the replay is like that, Doug. So maybe we didn't notice that before, but now we do.
And there it is. That concludes the Wide Night Omaha Four Down Around the League Blitz thingy. We'll get back to the Michigan story next here on 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.